This is a pod safe transmission.
The Live Wire Podcast Radio.
Yeah.
Right here.
Radio.
Radio.
Such a lush sound, mate. Radio.
Zabby's awesome. Awesome.
Live Wire Podcast Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Go Zabby. He's the man.
Best podcast in the world.
Yeah. To you. This is Andrew WK reminding you that we're partying hard right here on Live Wire Podcast Radio with my friend Zabby.
Oh yeah.
Party hard.
G'day everyone, it's Zabby. You're listening to Live Wire Podcast Radio, nurturing new music all over the world. Now, we got a real special guest on this week's show. He is the man when it comes to partying. It's Andrew WK. We got him here on Live Wire Podcast Radio. And of course, that last track was one of his. It was called She Is Beautiful. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy to introduce Andrew WK. How are you going, buddy? And thanks for coming on the show.
No problem at all. Thank you for having me on your program, and thank you.
Now, you've been making music for a very long time and been very inspiring to a lot of people. Well, now, when did it all begin? When did you first start making music?
I was very fortunate from a very young age to have parents that were very encouraging of all kinds of stuff, but of music as well. And my dad was actually taking piano lessons even when I was born. So we always had a piano in the house. He was always playing it. And the fact that he was learning the instrument and taking lessons, even from a very young age, definitely inspired me to want to do that. I always wanted to be like my dad, and especially at that young age when you're so impressionable and so fresh, and it seemed like a really fun thing to do. So by the time I was around 4.5 years old, I started taking lessons from a series of really wonderful teachers, and took lessons up until around age, basically age 15. And then actually started taking lessons again more recently over the last few years. There's always more to learn. It's always great to have that master musician to teach you. And I guess one of the great things about piano is it's very easy to play because it's just a bunch of buttons. You know, it's I always compare it to like trombone or flute or even violin. You have to make the note. It's a lot harder to actually get the sound out of those instruments. They're more challenging in that way. But piano, anybody can make a sound just by pressing those keys. So I, you know, could start making up songs and just playing things that sounded neat right off the bat. It's a very fun instrument to use in terms of making up songs.
So the piano was probably the first instrument that you ever learned?
Yes, absolutely.
So when you're not making music, you're an inspirational and motivational speaker. What kind of topics do you cover when you go and visit like schools and universities?
It's usually just one topic, which is partying.
Cool.
And which covers a lot. Fortunately, it's actually a pretty broad, vast topic, at least in my opinion, kind of covers everything. But I also like to ask questions myself to the folks that are there, the audience, and of course leave it open for them to ask questions of me. So there's a conversation aspect to it. It's not just me talking one-sided. We try to discuss what's on our minds in general.
And you find that talking to the younger folk kind of inspires them and motivates them?
Maybe, hopefully. I mean, that's kind of up to them. If they want to hopefully extract something helpful or hopeful or inspiring and motivational from it, it's just meant to be a good feeling. Like the feeling of listening to music is good, or the feeling of eating very tasty food is a good feeling, or the feeling of taking a shower if you haven't taken one in 6 or 7 months. There's just good physical feelings, and the goal first and foremost of those lectures or really anything I do is just to get that feeling, that physical joy into the ear.
And I guess the best kind of joy comes from partying.
That's the best way I've found to get there.
Now we're going to just play another one of Andrew's tracks. We'll come back to him very soon. We're partying hard here on Live Wire Podcast Radio.
It's fun. It is very fun to do.
This is Party Hard with Andrew WK.
Yeah. Go Savvy. The man.
On Live Wire Podcast Radio.
Party tip. Partying doesn't make you old. People who stop partying are the ones who get old.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
Party hard.
We'll be right back.
WWK, and in case you didn't know, you're listening to Savvy on LiveWire Podcast Radio. Party hard.
Yeah, that's right. We got Andrew WK in the house on LiveWire Podcast Radio, where we nurture new music all over the world. So, Andrew, tell me, your inspiration for your music, where does it come from? Does it come from your own experiences in life or somewhere else?
You know, most of my songs aren't really about my own experiences or stories about my life. I like music like that a lot, but this is more like trying to manifest a certain energy, just this certain feeling out of nowhere, and music and rhythm and melodies and certain kinds of words can definitely conjure up that kind of excitement. But it's not so much about what I've gone through, it's more like what I want to feel like, you know.
So out of all the tracks you've done so far today, which one has the most meaning to you and why? Yeah, I'm throwing in the tough questions now.
Yeah, it's always hard to pick one thing or top 10 or the best or the most favorite. It's very challenging. Most of the time I can't do it. I mean, I sort of feel like all the music is just sort of one big song that's just broken up into different pieces. So I just like the whole thing. Sometimes I relate to them, sometimes I don't. It's just the music itself. I don't think of it as my music. I don't think of it as an expression of me. I just think of it as something I was given the opportunity to help put forward into the world, and feel very thankful and very privileged to have been in that position.
It's Andrew WK here on LiveWire Podcast Radio.
It's time to party!
Party tip: the number one killer of parties is stress, but fortunately the number one killer of stress is partying.
You're listening to Savvy on LiveWire Podcast Radio.
Savvy as in S-A-V-Y?
S-A-V-V-Y, so it's double V.
Two Vs, okay.
All good. Now, that last track was by Andrew WK, It's Time to Party. And talking about partying, what's the craziest thing you've done at a party?
Well, actually, just a few weeks ago, and I'm not necessarily proud of this, but I went to a party that one of my friends was performing music at, and it was really, really crazy music, really just sort of sounds. There weren't drums or guitars or a band playing in the traditional sense. It was just really wild sounds of all different kinds, and really, really loud and really intense. And it was in this really big warehouse that was actually unheated. It was very cold, but the sound system in this place, even though it wasn't like a real venue, the sound system was very, very good. And towards the end of this night, it became the end of the night for me, I just got really carried away by this music or the sound and the power of it. And it just took over my body. I got really amped up, and I grabbed this. There was this bed. It's kind of like broken bed that was sitting in the corner. It wasn't like someone's bedroom. It looked like a piece of kind of like garbage that was being ready to take out, like a mattress on this small metal frame. And so I pushed it out into the area where other people were standing and began to bounce and slam on it and hop around, trying to keep that energy and pump it up even higher, and thinking maybe other people would bounce on it and stuff, because it's always fun to jump on a bed. And the next thing I knew, I was thrown out by the security guards and put into a headlock and went home. But it was fun.
Wow, good times. And that's the power of sound and music. Well, hopefully the security guard had the sense to put the mattress down first before you hit the deck.
Well, they didn't. They threw me out of the club, not literally like lifted me into the air. The other thing I found out apparently was that this bed that was sitting there apparently was very, very important bed or very valuable in some way. And maybe that's why they got so upset about it. But if I had known it was something valuable, I never would have done that. And I also wouldn't have expected them to leave it out in the middle of this this space. But
yeah, you would imagine that they would tuck it away somewhere safe. But anyway, it's all good.
It was a very fun night, that's for sure.
Funny place to keep a bed, though.
It was. But again, this wasn't like a regular venue. It was just big space. So that made it more exciting in a way. And you know, I never want to hurt anybody or anybody's stuff, but I just felt very driven by the moment, like some other spirit took over and told me to do that, so I did.
Now, we heard your track Party Hard a little earlier on in the show. Now, in the music video for that, there's like a big picture of you with a bloody nose. Is there a story behind that image, or why that? Why did you go for that?
No, not really. I mean, it doesn't represent anything or mean anything to me specifically. I just thought it would be a cool picture. I'd never seen anyone use that for an album cover or really use that kind of image much at all, like a bloody nose. But I also felt like everybody's probably had one at some point in their life. And it doesn't even need to be from something violent happening or injury. It could be from really dry weather, or if you pick your nose with your finger too hard. I mean, I think everybody can relate to a bloody nose. So I thought it was a cool, exciting, striking image that was memorable and that I could make my logo, basically.
LifeWire Podcast Radio, nurturing new music.
Power of positive partying, yeah.
Party tip, bacon.
We'll be right back.
That last track, We Want Fun.
Party tip, imagine what it would be like if I was your dad.
I think that would be pretty cool, actually.
I don't know. It would be a bit weird. I'm probably not even barely old enough to be your dad, so. And there's some people out there that are definitely older than me, and then that would be really strange if their dad was younger than them.
The dad was younger than them. Would the science work behind that?
Well, I guess if you could have a stepdad that was younger than you, but maybe, yeah, biologically, it's probably possible in some way. We just have to think about it long enough.
Yeah, we'll have to wrap our head around that one. Now, I've had a lot of listeners write in to ask, have you got any more music coming out, new albums, or any gigs coming up?
Yes. This is with all hope in mind. I'm definitely planning for this to be a very big year. 2012 was our biggest year yet as a group or as a band or as just a thing. We reached like higher levels than we ever had before in many ways, and it's been a really exciting time, and we want to keep that going, keep it building and growing, and it certainly feels like it is. So for 2013, there are several really cool things that I'm very excited about, including tours, including new albums, including special shows, all kinds of stuff, things I've never done before. Some of the stuff we want to do this year, it feels like the culmination of my whole life so far. Some of it I'm not able to specify. I have to keep it secret for a little bit longer. But if you just go to my website or whatever, it's always going to be posted up there, andrewwk.com.
So, ladies and gents, keep your eyes fixed on that website. And, you know, you can also buy Andrew's merchandise and cool T-shirts and stuff from there as well. And it's got all the details. So keep an eye on that one. Now, before you go, Andrew, just please give us your final party tip.
All right, last one, number five. This is the last one. Party tip, do what you really want to do.
That's a good party tip.
And there's a difference between do what you want to do and do what you really want to do. Because that's like, it requires a little bit more thought, of course, and sort of personal honesty with oneself to decide if what you could really do or really want to do, if you could do anything.
Give us an example.
Because someone might say, like, there's times when I would say, oh, if I could, what I want to do, I want to eat, you know, 30 pizzas right now. But if I think, would I really want to do that? No, because then I would probably vomit, you know?
Yeah, well, spewing is not good, don't you think?
Well, sometimes it's good, but so you think about what you want to do and then what you really want to do.
It's good advice and good party tips. Now, Andrew, I just want to say a big thank you on behalf of all of the listeners and myself for coming on the show and spending the time to have a chat with us. You're a legend.
So are you. And I want to also say thank you to the folks that wrote in with questions and to thank them for even caring about anything that I'm doing or offering them, and thank them for their encouragement with the new album and new music and just everything. It means a lot to me that they even would care enough to ask, and I'm gonna do everything I can to not let them down with lots more shows, tours, albums, music, partying, and everything.
I think it's gonna be very hard to disappoint them because you're a top bloke, Andrew. You're not just a brilliant musician, but also a gentleman. So once again, thank you so much for coming on the show. Really appreciate it.
I appreciate that very much, and likewise, and thank you for inviting me onto your show.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Andrew WK. What a top bloke. You won't find a nicer guy anywhere else. Now, we got one more track of his coming right up here on LiveWire Podcast Radio.
Wire Podcast Radio.
Yes, this week we've had Andrew WK on this show, and that last track you heard, because he's the party king, that track was just called Party, Party, Party. I think Andrew WK is all about partying, and he's a very positive bloke. I love him to bits now. And his music is awesome as well, so win-win situation. So I wish him all the best, and hopefully in the future he'll come back on the show and have a chat with us again, because I'd love that. Now, if you want to get in contact with me here on the show, all you got to do is send me an email, chrisontheradio@hotmail.com. If you're Muso and you want to submit your track for airtime consideration, that's where to send it as well. Now, if you're Muso, you want to promote your new album or single, or you're a business and you want to get your brand out there, then consider sponsoring an episode of Live Wire Podcast Radio. It's pretty cheap to do and very effective. Catch you next week. I'm out of here. Live Wire Podcast Radio is copyright protected 2013 and comes under the Savile Sound trademark.